Hello and welcome everyone to episode 1 of this bite-sized tutorial series for the Certified Information System Security Professional Exam. Today, we'll be starting with the Domain 1, Security and Risk Management. We'll be studying some basic security concepts in today's lecture. Let's first of all try to understand why we need security in the first place. There are some things that are valuable to an enterprise. They can be anything like computers, data centers, servers, or maybe something like intellectual properties, company secrets, etc. These things are valuable to an enterprise. If we were to lose them, then we may incur some losses that can be either to our reputation or maybe the financial losses. All these things that are valuable to an enterprise are known as valuable information assets. An asset is something that is valuable to an enterprise. It could be anything on loss of which the enterprise will incur loss, either qualitative or quantitative. Now, all these assets can typically be categorized in two types: tangible assets and intangible assets. Tangible assets are everything that you can touch and feel. This category of assets contain all the hardware and physical assets. Examples: data centers, servers, computers, etc. Intangible assets. This category of assets is completely opposite to tangible assets. They are everything that is not physical, like your source code, applications, softwares, intellectual properties, trade secrets, etc. Generally, intangible assets are all the electronically stored data. Now that you know what assets are, there are some things that we need to keep in mind as we try to protect them. The main reason why we need security is to protect these assets. These assets that hold value to an enterprise. But the main problem is that with time, the value of our information asset changes. It can either increase or decrease. For example, in the previous days, the computer wasn't easily available and accessible to everyone. And thus, the value of computer was very high in comparison to now when everybody has a personal computer with them. Now, the computers are easily accessible and available to everyone, and thus, the value of them has decreased with time. This is why we say that value of assets change with time. As we deal with these assets, like I said, our main goal is to protect these assets so that the enterprise does not face any losses. One thumb rule to remember while doing so is that protection is directly proportional to the value of asset. Now you may be wondering what this exactly means. When we say that protection is directly proportional to the value of an asset, we mean that whatever protection, whatever countermeasures we are using to protect our asset, they need to be cost justified. We need to keep in mind that a measure should never be over protecting our asset or under protecting our asset. Over protecting means the cost of protection is more than the value of our asset. The one word that should definitely come to your mind when we are talking about overprotecting our asset is high cost. Underprotecting our asset means the cost of protection is less than the value of asset, yes, but the protection is not enough to protect the asset. Thus, the one word that should definitely come to your mind when we are talking about underprotect is high risk. So one is high cost and the other is high risk. And we do not want both of these. We want that a protection should always be cost justified. For example, if you own a $100 computer and to protect it from virus and malware, you are using a $200 antivirus. Now, would you find that logical to use a $200 to protect something that only costs you $100? Secondly, what if you have a $100 computer but you're only using a very cheap $5 antivirus to protect it from virus and malware? So, if the virus hits and that antivirus isn't capable of protecting your system, then you might lose your $100. So, it means that if we are under protecting our asset, then it induces high risk to our asset. But maybe we can make use of a $30 antivirus to protect a $100 computer so that we do not lose those $70 extra we invested to buy this computer. And this would be a cost-justified measure. Remember, cost-justified measure doesn't only mean that you're reducing the cost of your protection. It means that the cost of your protection should be minimal, but the protection should be capable of protecting your asset. With this, we come to the end of episode 1. I hope you liked this tutorial and now you understand why we need security and what assets are. Do subscribe to my Patreon at a minimal fee of $5 a month to get access to written notes on the topics and to clear any doubts that you may have. The link would be present in the description. Thank you and stay tuned for the next episode.